Gerard, will you consider making changes on your coaching staff, or is this a situation where you'd like to see this group stick together through the rest of the season?
I would say, look, we all have to get better, and it starts, you know, with me, and it starts with the coaches, and that's part of coming together as a staff. So we all have to get better. We all want to win games, and we need to win games now. And I think, you know, the sense of urgency message wasn't just for the players; it's also for the coaches. And you know, nothing in this world, no matter who you are, myself included, is guaranteed.
I'll tell you what, Mayo lumping himself in with the rest of that group. Oh yeah, pretty the coaches. Good. Am I going to make changes? I don't know. Nothing's guaranteed, myself included. I don't take that lightly.
Nothing's guaranteed. By the way, have you ever heard this whole song?
Yeah.
All the way through to the end?
Yeah, yeah.
It gets kind of crazy by the end.
Oh, good tune.
There's a lot going on at the very end.
I wouldn't say I'm the biggest System of a Down guy, but
I might be, but
I hear it. I like it.
It's very good.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This one, it takes like a little bit of a long way around at the end is how I would put it. The song keeps going. Like, it just keeps going.
Does it rock? It really like rocks at the end?
No, it's like chanting and stuff. Nick, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
sound like the song anymore.
Of rock at the end.
Give me a year on Aerials. What year? That's the thing of that song, right?
A one? I think a 01.
Yeah, I think it was on Toxicity, so that's 2001.
Yeah. Yeah
Patriots are beating the Rams.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's going to Disney World.
What a time. Holy mackerel. That was the
Red
new
Sox
medal.
Signing Manny or something like that. And all of a sudden, System of a Down has Aerials.
Their sophomore album, which some would argue is their best album.
So they're chanting at the end of that? I can't picture
it. Yeah, remember? It's like, can you skip to the end of that song and figure it out? Like, it's kind of wild. Yeah, I like it.
Does it sound like Mayo
groans? One of their better songs.
They're chanting. It's like a chant, but like in a Mayo groan form.
Yeah, I feel like it. Unless I'm thinking of a different song.
Just the end of it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I can picture it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Harmonizing a little bit.
Yeah, that was nice.
All right, anyway.
Harmony.
So Gerard Mayo, though.
Harmony, Keith. There's no harmony on the Patriots coaching staff is what we're trying to
exactly.
say.
Exactly. Yes, and that's why Nick played that.
Exactly.
And,
so far ahead of us.
They
we didn't even know where we were going.
Yeah, I mean, he has to be feeling it a little bit. Like, there's no way he thought this half of the season was going to play out the way that it was.
So my question about that comment specifically.
Yeah.
Do you think he's just saying it just because word salad Mayo's just saying words? Or do you think that's an acknowledgement that, like, I better get things together or I might not be here next year?
So there's a good chance it's the first thing. He does say a lot of words.
Can't rule it out.
And then sometimes he shows up the next day and he's like, well, what I meant to say was, and then it's a whole another thing. So,
what I will say.
Or, you know, I think they have to be feeling the heat a little bit, and maybe it's not as, you know, maybe it's not as direct as, hey, you're not going to be back next year if this thing doesn't get turned around. But we were speculating the other day, like, why are we hearing the wide receiver position coach's name pop up? Like, mm-hmm.
It was Covington a couple of weeks before that.
Covington, and like, so you're...
Names are getting thrown around.
If it's all these other guys that are on the hot seat, eventually... You know, you can't be the one that keeps saying, well, it stops with me or it starts with me and all that stuff. And then you're like looking around saying, well, how come everybody else is gone? Well, at some point, you're also going to be gone. So he knows he has to turn it around. Although it is tough to say each week when Mayo speaks, whether he's like, is he going to stick by this? are these just words? Like, is he answering the question? Like, he's not thinking about it. Just words are coming out.
What was the one yesterday? Oh, the addition by subtraction line.
Yeah.
Which I would hope he... I'm saying I hope he gets asked about it again on Friday.
Yeah.
And then I'm curious what he do. Is he leaning on
addition
it?
Addition through subtraction.
You haven't done any subtraction yet.
Nope.
So where's the addition coming? Like, we're looking for it, aren't we? It's not there.
So, but I'm curious. He should get asked about that on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
not to do other people's jobs for them, but go ahead and ask him about that on Friday, please.
Yes.
Beat writers. And then I'm curious.
I thought that was going to be a bigger deal. That really, we talked about it a lot. We thought it was a big deal.
I think it is a big deal, but I agree. It hasn't turned into a bigger story. But you know what, Keith? Sometimes we're ahead of the curve.
A lot of times
we're ahead of the curve.
Most of the times.
Sometimes we're asking Christian Gonzalez about what he ate in London, and people think it's a bad question.
People didn't like
because they don't even know what's going on.
People got
because they don't actually even know the full story. And so sometimes we're so far ahead of it. So maybe that'll turn into a bigger story.
People hated that.
But, like, does he lean in on it? Or is that another one he distances himself from? Where he's like, ah, crap, I said addition by subtraction. What I meant was.
Oh, no, that one he'll definitely, if he's asked about it again, will
change
his tune. This one, no, because it still sounds good. That sounds like the right thing
to say. Oh, the coaching staff one, I think he'll stick with.
He should stick by
that. I'm just curious if he means it or if it's just traditional Mayo word salad.
I think it might be... both Mayo word salad, but also kind of coach speak.
Okay.
It's sort of a safe thing to say.
Yeah. Fill the time. We all, filibuster. Right. Listen to Coach Stacy.
Like, hey, guys, like, I know it's not good enough. And it's, you know, it's me. I'm the face of this thing.
You see, it sounds like Mac is going to start this weekend.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence, apparently, even though he was limited yesterday at practice, isn't going to be good enough to go.
No.
Because he had the Patriots helped him have a get right game. He had his best game of the year against the Patriots. Talking about Trevor Lawrence. So he kind of saved his job for a little bit, but now he's banged up. And so you're going to get the full Mac effect. Oh, who are they playing? Because I might pick up their defense.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota's defense probably already owned. But yeah. Minnesota defense is probably going to have a
great spot for Mac. I would say a great spot for Mac. Drop him right in on the crappy Jaguars, getting crappier by the week against Minnesota. I mean, I don't expect him to succeed anywhere, but that does not feel like a spot to succeed for Mac Jones. So that's happening this weekend, it sounds like. Rap Sheet said, Lawrence continues to get treatment and weigh options for the future. Sources say he's considered unlikely to play on Sunday. Jay Gruden, whatever you think of Jay Gruden, says he's hearing there's surgery for Trevor Lawrence. So it might not just be a one-off.
Well, and we saw Mac a few times this year, and it looked like the old Mac, right? The first game he got thrown into, remember, was it a pick or it was a fumble six?
Was it the end of, they were just getting smoked by Buffalo or somebody? Who are they getting killed by?
They're getting crushed by somebody.
I think it was Buffalo.
Same thing, running for his life, balls out, defensive score.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.